Now, it's my pleasure to introduce our special guest for this evening. I could probably spend the next 5 minutes introducing this couple. For those of you that know them, they need no introduction. But I tell you what, they've won the Pure Energy Award. They've won the Crystal Sphere Award. They're one of the top presenters and won that award in Ambit Energy. They've won team awards for their growth and success. The five-star trip, they've already been on it 5 times, and they're top on the list to go on the five-star trip yet a 6th time. They have one of the fastest-growing organizations in all of Ambit Energy. Guys, let me tell you something. These guys got into the business. They became senior consultants in 90 days. They became executive consultants 6 months later. So from start to EC, 9 months. And before the anniversary of their 4th year with this company, which is coming up later this year, they will be national consultants and Ambit millionaires. Please welcome executive consultants Kim and Jim Mason. Are you on the call?
We are, Bear. And I always think you're going to introduce somebody else when they go through that list of stuff. It's just amazing. Pretty incredible. Who are they talking about?
Hi, Dan. Thank you so much for having us on the call. It's an honor to be on this call this evening.
It's a pleasure to have you with us, especially Jim. For those of you who are on Facebook, you'll be happy to know that Jim Mason is alive and well. Yesterday, one of their dearest friends, Rick Vaughn, put on Facebook that you were in Pittsburgh and said, my close friend and mentor, Kim Mason, killed in Pittsburgh. And everybody was shocked, absolutely shocked, bored, some to tears, to hear that you killed in Pittsburgh. And what he meant was you did an awesome job at the Pittsburgh training yesterday. So the first question I have for you is, how does it feel to be alive?
Well, it is a great thing to be alive, and interestingly enough, we were talking about how much time we have left, and we actually rolled one of those Steve Jobs videos where he talks about when he was diagnosed with a terminal illness, and he realized that his life was very limited, and that was one of the discussions that we had as he pondered his death. So it was kind of ironic that that played out, and what it came to was we've got X amount of days left, and most of them we're going to spend sleeping and working. And Ambit gives us the ability to seize that time back and really, truly understand how to live. So it's really ironic how that played out.
I'm not going to tell you what Rick was doing when he Facebooked that message, but he won't be doing that again.
I understand it has something to do with his cell phone and using his thumbs, and we'll just kind of leave that to everybody to figure out, right?
Well, it's nice to know you thought of one way or the other, right?
Yeah, did you get after him about it?
We just had a really good laugh, and that's what this business is about. It's about having fun.
There you go. Well, let's get into some meat and potatoes, okay? You have 7 executive consultants in your organization right now. You have over 600 regional consultants, over 100 SCs in your organization. What are you guys doing? I mean, we want to know, and I'm just going to ask you straight up, what are you doing in your Ambit Energy business to be one of the fastest-growing organizations, one of the you've gotten the most points in the history of the company when it comes to the five-star competition, been to the five-star event 5 times, you're leading the pack again the 6th time. How are you creating this massive growth in your company, in your organization?
You hit it right on the head, Bear. It's all those people, all those regional consultants promoting to senior consultants, promoting to executive. They're moving through the system, and they're moving through with a mission. It isn't anything Kim and I have done. It's just an incredible team of people. With that many people going out and chasing their dreams and keeping it in front of them, the numbers just bear that out.
But, you know, Bear, when I think back on our journey in Ambit, it seems like such a short journey. It seems like just yesterday we started. And I think what Jim was saying there is, like, when I look at the five-star, there's 15 people from our team that are on the five-star, on the current list of five-star contestants. So this truly is an effort of everybody. It's not just something we've done. We're just reaping the benefits of everybody working together here, and hopefully everybody's reaping the benefits. But one thing we did when we started is we really just plugged into the Ambit system, and that's what I really encourage everyone to do, because there's a lot of noise out there, and there's a lot of people coming up with so many different ideas. And Chris Atkinson taught us that right from the beginning, and Brian McClure taught us that right from the beginning, and then Steve Thompson reinforced it as well. You have to stick with the system that's there. Don't try to recreate the wheel. So what we did is we just watched Denver University. We watched Brian McClure's training videos over and over. Anytime anyone asks us how we do a home show, we say go to Top Ambit Leaders, go to TV, go to Brian TV, and watch System 16. It's spelled out for you there. And if you just keep it simple. If you just put goldfish out and not steaks. If you just keep it simple and truly don't confuse this, because, you know, a confused mind says no. When there's too many options and too many choices, you don't get any action. And I think that's one thing we've done all along is literally stuck to the simplistic nature of this business, same as those videos outlined, and everybody can duplicate that. And once you get that duplication and multiplication going, it's like a team of wild horses. You just can't stop them.
Every single event that we go to, there's some new stuff being introduced. And at some point, it would be important to start eliminating and simplifying. Get it down to the basic building blocks that make your business happen.
Because we really do two things right there.
Yeah, we gather a handful of customers. We help others do the same.
And somehow we get all sidetracked in here. And, I mean, I think it's like we get car details, we get signs, we do advertising ads, we go after every single organization there is out there. You know, we're going to go get the whole Seahawk team on ours now because they're a winning team. And, I mean, that's not what we do. We keep it simple. And I think if you keep it simple, this thing will rock and roll for you.
The other night there was a new flyer at one of the meetings. I said, where'd you get that? It had all the accolades and stuff, and it was pretty concise. Somebody had put up another website, and it's like, gosh, that's just what I need, another source of information overload.
Okay, well, let's drill it down. You're talking about keeping it simple, and I'm thinking about some of the new people that may be on the call that keeping it simple, like what do they do? So let's talk about the simple building blocks that you're using inside of the system that has you grow. What websites are you using? What websites are you referring your people to?
Well, we always go, when we start a new person up, we go into Power Zone, and we watch Envy University. We don't watch it with them. We tell them to watch Envy University, and then we direct them always to topambitleaders.com. There's every video you need there, list, invitation, presentation, validation, how we gather customers, how we do a home show. Every single thing you need is right there on Brian McClure's website, and that's got all the training videos. You don't have to go. I mean, it's free. It's just all there, and it's free, and everybody can use it.
Okay, so you're using Ambit University in the back of the Power Zone, and you're using topambitleaders.com that has an arsenal of videos explaining the system, how it works, and the breakdown.
That's
okay.
Right. Those are the main video sites we send people to for watching training videos.
We have a starter pack that has in it of things to do, and that's a great way to get people started. Just give them a systematic overview of what they need to do, and it's the jump start. Build a list of names, work on your why, the simple basics.
Okay, so let's look at it from that brand new person's perspective. You've just brought somebody into your business, whether you personally sponsor them or let's say they're in your downline, and you get them started. You're telling them first of all to go to topambitleaders.com. And to go to Ambit Power Trip to look at the videos, and then do what? What do you do with a brand new person? Because we do have some brand new people on this call that need that coaching. So what do you do with a brand new person from go?
I'll fill you and I'll walk you through what we do with a brand new person. But I do want to first tell people what not to do. We've had people call up and literally say, I'm driving 3 hours to get a new consultant started, or I'm driving 2 hours. And then I've got the afternoon blocked off, and we're going to go over training. And this might be a marketing consultant training a marketing consultant. Or you have a regional consultant who has 5 people, and they're going to go over and do a training. And we don't recommend that because that's not duplicatable. If you go spend 3 hours training a new consultant, the new consultant might feel like, wow, I've got good information. But in the back of their head, they're saying, I don't want to sponsor anybody because I don't have 3 hours to dedicate to every single new consultant. The best scenario is when you sign a new person up, you're there with them. Now, sometimes it does happen over the phone, and you can talk them through all of the information. You don't have to travel out of your way and take a half of a day to get a new consultant started. But if you're with a new consultant, you get them signed up, it takes probably about 20 to 25 minutes max to get that new consultant signed up, and then we have a little fast-track sheet, and we just go through it and say, these are your websites, this is PowerZone, and we show them PowerZone. We don't spend time in PowerZone. We just click around on it, and I just want to make sure a new person knows, open everything, close everything, drag it out. The thing is not going to implode. You're not going to ruin this website. We show them where Ambit University is, and then we tell them that the assignment I give a new person is I want you to watch your two business presentation sites, your Energy 526 and your Why Ambit Works. I want you to go and watch Ambit University, and I want you to go to topambitleaders.com. We always give them an assignment like that, not assignment. I don't mean to sound like a teacher or anything, but give them a goal and then see if they meet it. We make sure they know where the next weekly meeting is. We try to get them plugged into the next weekly meeting, and we always start. We don't work on Ambition before they sign up, but that's the next event we're promoting now is Power Trip and Ambition. So then we start filling them in on what those are and the importance of those events. That little process takes about, I don't know, 15 minutes maybe to do that. We try to do it when we sign them up, whether it's at a meeting, in a home show, in a one-on-one. We give them this little starter packet with a before and after bill, a sample of a free energy credit. We give them there like a reprint of the Inc. 500, the Wall Street Journal article that named us the fastest-growing privately held company in America, or in the world, that for that matter. Not fastest-growing privately held, that largest direct seller of energy in the world. We just give them a few pieces of credibility documents that they're going to need when they go out and do their first home show so that they don't have to go look for it. And then the very next thing we do is we make sure they understand the invitation. I'm going to let Jim talk about that because he's got that nailed down to about a five-minute spiel, but we actually make them practice the invitation because they're not going to get anywhere if they can't do the invitation.
Just to kind of key in on the starter packets, we've seen that get out of hand very, very quickly. It actually got up to about a $12 ring binder full of stuff. It was very overwhelming, and I've actually seen even myself go so far as to print out the PowerPoint because, boy, this is going to work. I'm going to really explain it. And when we got up to $12, we said, this is ridiculous, and it didn't duplicate. The manila envelopes with just a little tiny bit of information barely duplicate. But it's important to get that kind of information because it lends credibility and it validates that this is real, it's happening, and these are bills right from where we are locally with the names of the local incumbents on. They don't have those when they get started. Now, to that end, again, I've seen that get out of hand. They go to, you know, like Kinko's and they get them really nice bound and just keep that as simple and duplicatable as you can. Beyond that, when we get a new person started, I like to ask them, who'd you think of first? And if you're sitting right there, it can be a very easy transition. I don't say, hey, listen, we're going to make some phone calls because you can, like, watch them freeze up. You think you were, like, ready to go to battle or something. But say, who'd you think of first? And then say, just great. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to give them a call and just say, you're sitting here with your friend Jim, and your name came up in a conversation, and I had to call you. I'm doing some business with Jim, and like I said, we wanted to give you a call. I'm going to put Jim on the phone here, but before I do, I want to introduce you. And you tell me about your friend Bob, and you tell him about Jim, and then let me take it over from there. All I want is you to open the doorway. And that's a great way for me to book an appointment or get them on the website if I can get a husband and wife together. You know, just that call that comes in when they're sitting around in the evening, we just finish the sign-up, and we start to repeat that process very, very quickly. We practice an invite on their closest friends and family, and we try to pull that group together as quickly as we can because if you show one brother, everybody in the family knows, and they're getting about a third of the misinformation to make the most ill-informed decision they can. So we're trying to make a little home show out of it or a business launch very, very quickly. And that invite is get your friends and family over here Sunday afternoon after church, things quiet down before dinner, and we're just going to run a business idea. Nothing they'd be interested in. You need to practice on a couple people, and I want you to know what I'm doing. That's the invite.
When we started, I can think of several people when we started them. We would just go and do like a home show, like we'd take an afternoon and we would do 1, 3, and 5 just to teach the new person how to do a home show and then they get it, and they know what to do from there. Or go do a one-on-one with them when you personally sponsor someone so they understand how to do a one-on-one. And then if they learn to do home shows and one-on-ones throughout the week, always building to the weekly meeting, their business is off and rolling, and they're not stuck just waiting for one time a week to go to a weekly meeting.
So along that invite, what we've seen, because a person's confidence in both the business and themselves, whether it will work for them, they tend to sponsor, and for whatever name you want to hang on this, they sponsor down. In other words, they're going to talk to someone that maybe socioeconomically is a little not doing quite as well. Maybe they're an unemployed person because they need it, or somebody who struggled through life because they need it, and they have some posture or something around that environment. So we've seen that be a little bit of a stumbling block for people as they get going. I would say show it to the sharpest people you can. They tend to understand it better. They're polite if they do say no. But that's hard when you're starting out. So you want to just practice on these groups of people. The next sphere of influence might be a little further out as a business associate or a self-employed business person. And it's what we're doing is we're teaching them a little bit different invite. And that's where you might pay somebody a sincere compliment. Listen, Bob, you've been really successful in the business, and I value your opinion. I'm in a position to do some business, but I wanted to bounce it off a couple people as I got started. Nothing you'd be interested in. Again, take all the pressure off of them. That would be a good invite to schedule for a lunch meeting Tuesday or Friday. What works better? Not can we get together on this date, but because that's a yes or no answer, but which day works better? Beyond that, I want to talk just briefly. The rote mechanical verbiage of an invite is a script, and it feels like a script. And when you do this enough, it feels less like a script. But if you don't have success, quite often we don't understand the thought process. Most of us will go into an invitation presentation and try to convince people to join you over the phone. Right. It's a guaranteed 100% failure. The thought process is you're staffing a store. And if it's a Tim Hortons, you're just going through the resumes and you're inviting people to come over, you're going to not interview them by any stretch of the imagination, but if it won't work at that point in time, you gather them as a customer and you go back to your written list. You go back to your stack of resumes. If they say no and you go through 10 or 20 names, two things. That doesn't mean Tim Hortons doesn't work. It doesn't mean that Ambit doesn't work. It means you've got to work on your invite and your presentation. Quite often, we like to make sure that we're involved in that process of the presentation so that they can start to see the pattern. Now, this is a little bit deeper into it, but there is a psychology in the invite, and it's posture. And those words around, like, listen, I'm in a rush now, that creates a sense of urgency. You may not qualify. I'm looking for a couple people. This may not be a good time. I'll get back to you in a couple weeks. That puts you in charge of the invite, and that's a little bit of the psychology behind it. But when you start to understand it and do it enough, it will just come out.
Ryan always says the two fundamentals are the list and the invitation. And so that's why we do spend a little bit of time with a new person, helping them get their list going and making sure they understand an invite. If you can get some success with a new consultant right out of the gate, you get that excitement, and they just, you know, just carry it forward through their whole business. Sometimes when it works, and I want you to know, it's not always like a one-on-one where you're sitting down with someone in person. Doing it over the phone works just as well. In fact, Jim and I are doing that more and more now. We just actually sponsored our sister-in-law, and we sat right with her, and she got her Aunt Diane on the phone, who was up in Maine. But we didn't give Diane the website, and that's a mistake that people do. They give out the website, and then they just hope and pray, you know, maybe they're going to look at it.
Or they try to confirm, we watch it at 8 o'clock. So you're going to watch it at 8 o'clock, I'm going to call you at 8:30. The answer is still no, and then you're chasing them.
But we like, right, we just say, we said, Diane, when will you be at your computer? When will you be able to be at your computer? And we found out what time it was. Then we actually watched the video with her. In other words, she's in Maine, we're in New York. Why hang up? It's such a short video. You can sit there and listen to the video playing, and then as soon as it's done, you can bring on your closer. It just takes that step of chasing people out of the picture. So that's another thing we're doing, I think, that's really increasing the momentum on the whole team.
Okay, got it. So what I'm getting is that you're sitting down and you're getting the new prospect, the new consultant in action while you're with them. You're making a call with them. You're inviting people to a home show, and the last part you're saying is when you're doing the invitation, you don't give out the information until the prospect is actually in front of the computer.
If we're gonna send them to a website, absolutely.
One of the best things you can do is have them observe what you just did with them by doing it with somebody else. It really cements it in because as an observer, you'll see hopefully the same thing that you just sat through.
So basically, you're hands-on, you're field training, whether you're with them directly or whether you're on the phone with them, you're actually getting them in action immediately. I know a lot of consultants, when they get started, they want to hide basically behind some of the busy work in the in getting started, you know, waiting for the kit to come in or spending days, if not weeks, on just developing the list and trying to understand. And what you're doing is you're getting them in action immediately.
Well, the thing is, you're doing the thing that generates the production of the business, and you're not just going into training; you're actually doing it.
It's a learn as you learn type business here. So get out there and teach them what to do. But again, this doesn't have to be long. The thing you don't want this to be over, you know, bearing or take too much time to get a new consultant started. To go through their websites and PowerZone and direct them to some sort of homework of making their list and watching the videos. That's short. If they don't do it, if you ask them to watch Ambit University, you ask them to watch Top Ambit Leaders, you ask them to watch System 16, you know, you might not ask them to watch all the first night, obviously, but if you ask them to watch something, and then we always check back with new consultants as often as we can in the first week because we want them to know we're here, that there's a support team. That's not the way it is in the real world. If they're not doing what you're suggesting they do, then they're probably not very serious about this. We just get excited. Your excitement and enthusiasm is going to sell this business. This is the most spectacular business in the whole world. Where else are you going to have an ability to not only change your life and change it, go from mediocrity to outrageous success? Where else are you going to be able to touch so many other people's lives? I don't know anybody who can go from zero to 500,000 in a few years. You don't have a vehicle like that except for Ambit Energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to go back to something that you mentioned earlier because I know that there are a lot of people, new and old, that may not be aware of this particular method. But you mentioned home shows and getting people to a home show, and I know from talking to you personally that is a vital part of your organizational growth. Let's elaborate just a little bit on what a home show is, how it works, and how you implement it with a new consultant.
I'm going to go back and say one thing I just said for people who are on this call, because I can rattle off everything we do in a home show, but I'm going to tell you, we literally mimic what is on System 16. So it's topambitleaders.com, TV, Brian TV, System 16. You can see videos done by Brian. You can see them done by Miriam Wado. They're excellent videos. And that's what we do. We just go in. We make a little small talk. We use some credibility tools. We flash them, just like, you know, Brian will hold them up. Now, the tools in the videos are a little bit outdated. Of course, the Inc. 500 is still relevant, but we always like to show the Wall Street Journal article, maybe the J.D. Powers. That's obviously a huge feather in our cap. $1 million, going to $2 billion, $2 million, just to kind of set the stage, hold up the Success from Home magazine, tell a little bit about Chris, tell a little bit about Jerry, and basically play that video. And when you're going to play the video, when we stop after the customer part, we show before and after bill, we show how free energy works, we play the money. Now, if we're there, we're the closer, but if you don't have somebody there with you, you've got somebody lined up for the close, and that person just comes on speakerphone and does the validation, basically, does the closing call. I tell you, if you do that for people, it works like a charm. We just started with a consultant in Pittsburgh named Brian Toy, went down and did two home shows for him, then did another one for somebody he just sponsored, and then we met up with Lee at this big training we just had, and he said, I'm starting System 16, and he had his new person right there, and he was going to go do home show for the new person, and we're like, yes, that's what you want.
Already a region.
That's the duplication that you need in this business, and you obviously don't do home shows. If you've been in the business for a year, you're not going to go start doing a home show for yourself. You've blown through your friends and your family, because that's what the home show is. It's a new consultant pulling in their relatives, their friends, their closest friends, the people on the block, maybe they're having a little, you know, block party. If you typically invite a whole group of people over for a chicken barbecue or, you know, dinner at your house or whoever you just had over to your house for a Super Bowl, that's who you put into the home show mix.
Don't trick anybody into the invite. Make sure they know they're coming over to look at a business idea or you're working on a project, and be clear with them. If you're interested in working with them, tell them. but it's better to take the pressure off of. I know it's nothing you'd be interested in, but you might know someone I should be talking to. I like to work geographically, and I'm looking to expand down into Pittsburgh. Do you know anybody that I should be talking to down there?
That's an invitation for somebody else, not necessarily for the home show, because the home show obviously is your closest friends and family.
Okay, got it. And you all use a lot of home shows in the organization. It's the way that you get people started, right?
Home shows and one-on-ones.
And the weekly meetings.
And always the weekly meetings.
There's a half a dozen weekly meetings within driving distance up here, so you could literally take somebody in a different direction every single night.
I got to interject. I got to laugh. Half a dozen within driving distance, 3 hours to one, 2 hours to the other.
How committed you are.
There's nothing within driving distance of our home. Everything's a drive, but you've got to be committed to this business. I love what somebody asked Chicago Bauer, how much time, because the Bowers are a very, very busy couple and they're moving up towards D.C. They asked her, well, how much time are you putting in this? Because they wanted her to, you know, they're trying to get her to say that they don't have enough time for this. She just looked them dead in the eye and she said, I am putting every spare minute I can find into this business. And that's what you need. You need to put every spare minute in your life and create some extra minutes into this business. Philip told us if you work this business for 600 days, you'll buy your life back. And I remember in about 500 days, Jim and I looked up and we're like, oh, my gosh, it's working. We're heading towards that buy your life back thing. You've got to run with this while you can. This is not like an opportunity. It will be here for a long time, but it's here now. Energy deregulation is going on right now. Don't let it pass you by.
Got it. Okay, cool. So I still want to look at this from the perspective of a new consultant, brand spanking new. They get into the business, and you are absolutely phenomenal role models on what success of this company can do. And you want to help them understand the value of building fast, of promoting quickly. How do you explain the value of that, and what type of tips do you tell them in addition to giving them the structure as far as the tools to go look at? But from the philosophy standpoint, how do you explain to them the value of promoting quickly and building fast?
This is something we heard early on, and we kind of got away from it. And I guess Brian might have mentioned it to Matt and Chicago Bauer a week or two ago, and it kind of rekindled a very, very good, candid question. And how you phrase that is there's a tremendous amount of money to be made here. How quickly would you like to make between $3,000 and $5,000? And that question kind of precipitates the conversation. And if they say, well, in 6 months or a year, that'd be great, you know, a little extra cash, you know what you've got to work with. But if somebody says, gosh, 60 to 90 days, 30 days, you know you got a runner. And Kim can do a real quick overview on this, but going from marketing consultant to senior, depending on what bonuses are available, it's $3,000 to $5,000.
So we really just ask the new person, how quickly do you want to earn $3,000 to $5,000? And then we know how to gauge the response with them. You can take, I mean, there are people out there now who have done this repetitively over and over. The proof is in the pudding. When you start as a, you know, plan shows 5-2-6, right, to promote to senior. So we tell people, well, let's do 5-3-6 or 5-4-6, or if we have to, 5-6-6. In other words, sponsor as many of those first six that you need to get yourself to regional consultant. But if you come on board and you show the business, that's how we gather our customers. You don't ever go out and just gather customers. You gather your first five real customers, and just say we're in 50% bonus, not even double bonus, you're going to make $150. And say you sponsored three people, and you taught them how to show the business, and they gathered their five customers, and they would get $150 each. You get the matching bonus of a $150 times three. So now you made $600 as an MC. That's pretty exciting because when you're a brand new person in this business and you've got 100% return on your investment, you start to say, I think there might be some money to be made here.
Your husband's interested.
Yeah, all of a sudden your spouse that was, you know, not interested gets a little more interested. And then what happens, you've got three people in. If they're not letting you help them with their list, put another one in or put another one in. But typically they'll sponsor a few and you'll very quickly promote to regional consultant. Now, as a regional consultant, and any time somebody promotes to regional, we give them a call, and I say this on team call each week, and it's just part of, I say it even at meetings, people need to understand that the regional consultant position shows you helping a few people, two, and building a team of 18. we want you to put in as many of them as you can. You just start putting that front line in, and then because every door you put in, every person you personally put in opens up that door to that seven-level payout, that's just more money for you in the long run. You want two doorways or you want, you know, 10 doorways? We put 10 in our regional code, and then everybody started, you know, moving and shaking, and before we know it, we were a senior. But if you put, say, 7 in, you've made 600 as an MC, so you've got 7 in there, and those 7 people go out, learn how to do an invitation and show this business, get them their first few notes, gather their first few customers. They've got their first 5 customer points. They've each made $150. But now because you're a regional consultant, you got the $155 plus half of $155, that's $232.50. You just made $1,627. And as those people go out and start...
She's doing this in her head, you know.
As those people go out, you're almost a senior consultant here now. As those people go out and put some people in with your help and the help of the new people, and as they gather their first 5 customers, if 10 more people do that, so you say 11 people come on, 10 do it, you've got 10 times 8,250, that's 825. Add your marketing code in there, 600. You've just made $3,000 going from MC to SC. People are doing that now in 36 days. Rick Ball did it in record time. Carter Mook did it in record time. I mean, I'm talking like less than 2 months' time. 36 days, man, in Chicago Bauer. Mike Burrows, same thing. These people are coming on board and doing that. And that momentum out of the gate is what gets them going. You take someone like Mike Burrows, he's 48 away from EC. He did that in 10 months' time. He's going to be EC in a heartbeat because he just got in and got going. Jim spouting off names back there. There's so many people who are just coming on board and rolling. But you take a new person and within a month or 2 months put $3,000 in their pocket, that you've got their attention. Now they're a senior consultant and they're going to teach that same thing. And then as they do that, instead of making $3,000 over the course of a month or two, they can start making $3,000 a week as they're edging towards EC. It's just the way it needs to be. That's how we get it done. This is the way we do it.
Let me ask you this, because this has popped in my head, and maybe there's a need for a paradigm shift, especially for consultants who've been in the business for a while, because you've got a lot of smart reds out there. And what I mean by smart red are the consultants that get in and realize that, okay, there's a certain amount of residual income that you're going to make in residual bonuses and overrides and what have you once you become a regional consultant. And there's a larger number of the bonuses at senior, and then yet another level and a larger bonus at executive. So they start to think as a marketing consultant, I'm going to wait to talk to my superstar. I'm going to wait until I'm a regional consultant before I bring them into business. Or when they become a regional consultant, I'm going to save this stud for my regional consultant code, for my senior consultant code, because I'm going to make more money on their success. I'm going to make more money in helping them. What do you say to someone that may be sitting back trying to manipulate the process, if you will, or strategize the process to get to the next level because they're seeing a bigger financial opportunity at the next level?
Yeah, anybody that stops long enough to study this thinks they've figured it out. And you're going to hear a reoccurring theme here, and it's Brian said, Steve said, Chris said, Tim said, because the leaders have all kind of coached us through this. So this isn't anything that Jim and Kim said or we made up. We've had some great counsel with the leaders, and Brian's phrase is put them in as fast as you can, speed over strategy. And we've actually tweaked that a little bit. Speed is the strategy. This holding and stacking thing is a disease, and it can spread through your organization, and you might as well just go build another organization. Just forget about them, because if you start stacking and holding, it's going to cost you a fortune if they ever go build it at all.
When you, the idea of holding, I can remember, I mean, just even, it's a normal if you've had these thoughts. I don't want anybody to feel like they haven't thought, oh, I've got a winner, I want to put them in later. I remember we're moving here towards NC, and we called and we talked to Brian and we said, should we put our son in now? He's 18, or should we wait and put him in and, you know, really run with him in our NC code? And he just did his laugh and said, oh, you got to put him in right now if he's ready to go. So we did. We put him in. If you hold somebody because you think they're a superstar, two things are going to happen. one, the whole group is going to stall because everybody thinks, oh, well, I hold my better people till I'm a regional or till I'm a senior. So nobody moves, and you never make it to a senior or a regional to put that superstar in. The other thing that happens is the superstar might get tired of waiting, and they may just go sign up with somebody else, and we've seen that happen, or never get in at all. They go out and do their extensive research and find some misinformation, and then you've lost them. It's just not a good idea to hold somebody. And then the other thing we always teach about teach people to do is not to stack. Stacking is when you take your prospect, put them down under someone else to help them. And just to give you a visual of why you shouldn't do that, I think it was Chris Atkinson that spelled this all out. He said, look at that seven-level payout. If you look at the bottom seventh level, that's where 50% of that income is on that $39,000 slide. So you place someone down underneath someone, you have just pushed that seventh level away from you because that person's now on your second level or your third level. And over the course of your business, you are going to lose hundreds of thousands of dollars. It also tends to create a welfare mentality where everybody says, well, you gave me a consultant, where's my consultant? So that doesn't work. The only time we've ever, not like endorsed, but okay with that is if you're, say, building your son or building your mother and you don't care, if you really do not care if you lose that seven level because your son gets it or your mother gets it, you don't lose it. It's another family member. But don't put it with another person because, I mean, I think if you guys all looked at your own businesses, you've had people come in that you thought were going to be superstars and they're gone. And that's the worst case scenario. You stack somebody down underneath somebody, then that person is gone. And you're working personally directly with the person you stacked, but they're two or three levels deep. So don't do that.
Okay, got it. I'm making notes as we're talking. I got two more things I want to cover with you guys. Two more in particular that I want to cover. We can go from there. But when you're building your organization, a lot of times you get attached to the people that are in your group. And there are some situations where they may have come in promising to blaze a trail, promising to be successful, to build their business quickly. You know, they're going to become a national consultant in a year. And then it just doesn't happen, okay? But you still have a relationship with them. You're still close to them. You love them. You want their success. And many consultants on this call, including me, have tried to motivate these people to get started again or done things to try to rejuvenate them, maybe even created internal contests. What do you do with people inside your organization that don't seem to grow at the level that you're committed to them growing, they don't do what they say they're going to do. They say they're going to do a lot, but their actions don't follow up. People that you may be attached to that you want them to grow, how do you go and change the paradigm, or how do you motivate those consultants?
Well, I'm sure you've heard these sayings before, Barry. You're going to walk with the walkers and run with the runners and soar with the people who soar, but you're not going to sit on the bench. Everybody has different expectations of what they want to get and how quickly they want to get it. And you can run with 1,000, but you can only drag one. So don't let yourself get dragged back into something. It's not your responsibility to make that person successful, but I'm not ever saying to abandon them. You keep them abreast of the team meetings if they want to see you. You know, you're going to be at these three meetings this week. You're going to be at Power Trip. You're going to be at Ambition. Make yourself available. Let them know all of the upcoming events. Don't, you know, they'll still get emails that come out. But you have to mimic what you want your team to do. And hopefully they'll see it. I've heard story after story where, and I've seen it, where somebody who was kind of silent all of a sudden came back around and built a huge business. So never, ever, ever abandon people. But don't spend all your time trying to nurture people that aren't doing anything. If you've got a team that's not doing anything, I can think of Carter Musk. He just did this. He's a senior consultant. He had put 15 people in. He turned around, looked over his shoulder, and, I mean, there were people doing stuff. There were good people, but nobody was moving. Nobody was soaring. Nobody was running. Nobody had that grit that we just all learned about. So instead of, like, going back and trying to drag him and motivate him and coddle him, he just turned around, faced forward, and went out and sponsored his next person, which was Jeff Kraft, the Edinburgh Police Commissioner, who came in and fast-tracked to SC, and in his wake of fast-tracking to SC, left 25 amazing people who are now all fast-tracking to SC, and Carter is spitting distance from EC. Like, within a four-month period of time, his business has turned around, and he is within, you know, shot, earshot. No, SC is 29, I think. Since over there, giving me his number. I think he's down in his 20s now. He's, you know, going fast as can be, smoking it to EC. So you have to do what you want your team to do, and all of a sudden you're going to find other people who are doing just what you're doing, and it's a beautiful picture when that happens. Does that help? Does that answer that question?
I think so. It's a thing of moving forward as opposed to standing still.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted to drill down to. Okay, so the last one I wanted to ask you about today, and we could do another interview in the near future, and I could get a whole new set of questions at a different level. I really wanted to get into how to promote fast and what you all are doing to be such a success in the business. I understand that what we're doing here, and just kind of looking over my notes, is that you're just simply keeping it simple. You're using the same tools consistently with everyone. You're getting your team in action immediately, training them on what they need to do, by showing them, not just telling them, and you're just simply not wasting time. There's a sense of urgency. Speed is the strategy inside of what you're doing. You supply them with the starter package. You supply them with all of the resources that they need to go train themselves in the process of you showing them how to build this business quickly. And the numbers that you all are putting up inside of Ambit Energy, I'm sure commiserate with the income that you're making. The number of five-star trips is proof in the pudding. And what I'm hearing more than anything else is that you're not reinventing the wheel. You're just simply duplicating the system that already exists, taking advantage of your mentors, specifically Brian McClure, Steve Thompson, Chris Atkinson, and some of the other people that you're listening to that are pretty much are telling you the same thing and giving you the same resources. So I really appreciate you going through that. One thing I definitely want to talk to you about is something new to Ambit Energy. As a matter of fact, from what I understand, it started February 1st, which is yesterday, and it's going to go through December 31st of 2015, and this is the Ambit 222 Pin Challenge. So I wanted you to speak a little bit about that and tell us what it is and tell us how we can succeed at that.
You know, Jim's in the background saying it's another building block. It's another way of just doing the system. If you're doing the system, you're going to get 222 like lickety-split. It's just going to happen for you. I think it is an amazing concept, an amazing idea, and what touched us most about it, this isn't something that one national consultant came up with. This was all the national consultants, all the top 10 income earners, all running on the same page, and then they presented it to all the ECs, and it's a unified front here. And it's kind of ironic because tonight, you know, we have the Broncos and the Seahawks, and you could be on the Steelers or whoever, Dolphins, whatever your team is. And I think it was Ray Monty who said that. He said, it's great to root for your teams, but isn't it greater sometimes just to be a part of the NFL? And that's what we are here. We're a part of a big, big team here. And this is a team promotion of Team Ambit. And what you're going to see at Ambition this year, you're going to see 20,000 people, because that's one of the goals of the two. And you're hopefully going to see almost all of them wearing this gorgeous pin. If you achieve the accomplishments of this team challenge, you're going to get this. It's a beautiful pin. I looked at it, and I was in awe. Rob Utter did an amazing job designing that pin. And the qualifications for this are you personally sponsor two consultants, you personally enroll two customers, and then you help two of your team members get registered. Now it would be for Ambition 2014, and then after we reach that event, it would be simulcast and then Ambition 2015. But this is in play until we reach the 222, which is $2 billion in revenue, 2 million customers, and 20,000 people at Ambition.
$180 million.
And, yeah, and Jim says that $180 million in commissions and bonuses paid back out to those that helped Ambit earn that $2 billion. Because, you know, we did $90 million at one billion, can you imagine what it's going to be for those that are in play right now as Ambit marches on towards $2 billion? And check with your executive consultant that's coded to you to see how they're playing it out, but there's a form that needs to be filled out. You can't just say you did it. You need to actually be the one who registered those two people for Ambition and got the two customers. But, I mean, this when the requirements for this, I mean, if you think about it, if you're building an organization, this is a piece of cake. This is what you do. So the goal is to get everybody on board doing simple. And in that process, that rising tide is going to raise everybody's ship. I am so excited about this. I think it's an amazing challenge, and I'll be proud to wear one of those pins.
So the outcome of the challenge is that Ambit Energy becomes a $2 billion corporation, that we have 2 million customers, and we have 20,000 attendees at our major event, Ambition. So
that's
right. What 222 stands for. And
that's
what
right.
You have to do to get the pin is you have to personally sponsor two people. You have to get two customers, personal customers, and
yep.
You have to get two team members to register for the national event.
That's right. 222.
So it's not a contest against any other consultants. This is just a challenge to yourself. And once you accomplish a challenge, then you get the 222 pin.
That's right. Absolutely.
You also get a signed certificate from Jerry and Chris, and I think that's really important. They recognize the leadership that's developing, and just think of what that's going to do for your team. It is truly amazing.
We're excited about it.
It starts on February 1st, so anything that you did prior to February 1st doesn't count.
That's right. I had someone come up yesterday and say, I just had someone registered for Ambition. It was like last week. I said, that's great. Now go do it again. Go do two more. And I don't want anybody to limit themselves to 222. This is just the first building block. And then you can probably, you know, display that pin that you did accomplish that. And if you've got between now and Ambition, it better be like 22, 22, 22. Get out there. There's too much money here.
So
there's no such thing as too much money.
How soon are the pins available?
I believe they're available pretty soon. I know I put an order in so that we have them to disperse. Well, Butter is working on that. So, again, you're going to check with your code EDC to see how they're going to get them distributed to the various meetings.
We've got some of the paperwork out. The ECs know how to access the forms. And we had a 45-minute team call the other day with all the ECs on it.
And NCs, all the top 10 incomers were on it. Everybody is really excited.
I love the unified front.
So don't you worry. If you get your 222 done this week, you're going to get your pin. Even if it's not this week, you'll be getting it very soon.
Okay, well, guys, I can't think of any reason why everybody on this call couldn't get that 222 pin to accept the 222 challenge. And the outcome of it is it's going to help you grow your business. It's going to help you increase your customer count. It's going to help you increase your consultant base. And attending a major event is going to be absolutely phenomenal to the growth of your organization. So I am completely behind this 222 challenge. I am looking forward to getting my pin as soon as possible. I've got two of those milestones taken care of, and well, it's February 1st. I'm starting from yesterday. I've got to move forward and get those 222 done, and looking forward to that. I want to take a moment to thank you, Kim and Jim, for being on the call. This has been a lot of fun. Now, you guys have given us some really great information on how to get new consultants started, how to get them started not only successfully but effectively, that you can have the kind of growth that you guys are experiencing. You know, it's something to be said that you have over 600 regional consultants in your organization. It is absolutely obvious that you are not doing all the work yourself, but you've got a lot of duplication going on inside of your organization. And you obviously have a system that works. 100 senior consultants, and I am looking forward to seeing you as national consultants and Ambit millionaires. You guys are doing a phenomenal job. You're great examples of what it is to follow the system, not create or reinvent the wheel, and to make it happen. I'm getting text messages from other executive consultants telling me to tell you what a great call it is. Ralph and Andy Kosha, Marisol Figueroa has already made a comment about this call today. A lot of great things. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pause a moment to give you any final words or final thoughts. And then I'm going to open up the line. I want you to hold on, and I want the consultants on this call to be able to tell you themselves how great a call it is. So do you have any final thoughts as we close?
I do, Bear, and I wanted to say congratulations to you for being on the five-star trip, and I understand things are happening for your business, and I think it's just terrific. And I appreciate everything you do because you're here every single week and moderating the call. And I also want to say thanks for the other three people that are on the call because I understand there's some sort of a football game. This call for the other 6 or 7 minutes.
It's over. That game's over. And I have to agree with you, there. If anything's got to be a little bit more second than that Super Bowl we still
lost.
I thought these were supposed to be equally matched teams, so there'd be some excitement here.
It speaks to not in the best. Get out there and get in the game. They gave up way too early.
I just want to encourage everybody. Figure out why you're doing this business. Dig deep down in your heart and get that why solidified and just go out there and keep it really, really simple. And this is a great, great business. I think Chris Atkinson was saying the other night, it's not just the money, it's the friendships that you make as you go through this business. And, you know, that is, it's just so rewarding. It's so not like corporate America. It's a fun business and you make a lot of money while you're making fun or having fun. So go out there and just do whatever it is to fulfill your dreams because you have a vehicle.
Thanks for having us on the call.
Thank you so much.